Hi, this is Alex Lifeson of Rush in the studio for Victor with Redbeard. That would allude to my being frustrated or unhappy with something in Rush, and I'm not. I've always been very happy. There have certainly been times over the years that I didn't feel happy about the way something worked out, but that's normal. That happens in any relationship, and you know, and I only have myself to blame for it. When I look back on those moments, I should have stood up for myself more, but I wasn't like that, so I'm not going to cry over spilt milk. Victor, for me, was more a personal thing than it was a musical thing. It had nothing to do with Rush whatsoever. You know, I mentioned to the other guys that I'd be doing this, and that's as far as it went. I didn't look for their blessing or anything, and I didn't expect it, and they didn't expect that either. We're mature adults. We get along very, very well, and we understand. I went through a personal thing in my relationship where both my wife and I reevaluated our relationship. And I've been with her since I was 15 years old. I mean, we were high school sweethearts, and we have two kids, and we've had a long, kind of abnormal life together. It's been difficult at times, being on the road and being away, and all of those things that come with the thing that I've chosen as my career. But that's life, you know, deal with it. So we came to a point where we reevaluated our relationship, and we basically tore our relationship right down and rebuilt it. And for that, we are stronger than we ever were and happier together than we ever were. At the same time, there were people around me, good friends that had been together for a long time in their relationships, that crumbled and broke apart. There was some kind of crisis in every relationship that I knew, and it all happened in the last couple of years. And that's really what gave me the incentive to do it. I mean, I think I've always wanted to do a solo record as an idea, but here I was confronted with a long period of time off. Getty and Nancy had a baby girl at the end of the last tour, a week after the tour, which is speaks highly of their timing. And he wanted to be home with his daughter for a year, which, you know, we never had the chance, and he wasn't going to give that up again. And that was fine. And Neil had things that he wanted to do. He wanted to take drum lessons, which is good because it's about time he did. Yeah, because he sucks. But, you know, he saw an area in his playing that could use improvement. Of course, I didn't think so, as most people wouldn't at the time, but it was a personal thing. Exactly. And Victor, for me, was a personal thing. I wanted to just explore different musical directions and avenues and open other musical doors that I don't get a chance to open in Rush, because Rush is what it is, and I'm happy with that, and that's fine. But there are other things that I wanted to do and say and try, and it was a whole learning experience for me. And when it was all done, I mean, I recorded it, I mixed it, I paid for it, I hired the people that worked on it, I worked on the cover. I mean, I did everything on that thing. And when I finished it, I looked down at the CD that I got as a test pressing and went, if no one hears this, that's okay, because I did it for myself, and I've done it. I set these goals and I've achieved it. And I came out of the whole experience feeling much more positively about myself. I felt more self-confident. I felt more self-assured. I felt more placed and balanced. And I felt a harmony internally that I hadn't felt ever before in my life. And those were the things that were important for me for that record and getting those things out. After I finished it, of course, I gave Neil and Getty a copy, the first two people I gave copies to. And, you know, then it was that I got feedback from them. And, of course, it was very, very positive. And they're very proud of what I've done, which is great, you know, to not have petty jealousies and insecurities. To get a pat on your back for something that for a goal you set for yourself and worked at is really important, and it just reinforces the love that we have between the three of us. Pretend romance, keep the new promise you made. Well, promise really deals with being in a relationship that's smothering, that's suffocating. And you make promises when you make these sort of relationships, and you try to stick by your promises as best you can. But there comes a time when, you know, maybe you have to give up those promises. You have to break them and make new promises for yourself. You have to promise to yourself to be happy and to be content and to be strong if you want to live your life that way, you know, happily and content. And that's what it's all about, being happy in life. Why be stuck in a situation where you're miserable all the time, and so many people are? It's not easy to do, but so it's really the narrator saying to the person, break those promises. Don't pretend romance. Go out and live. The new promise that I made to myself is that I will be more aware and more sensitive to the people around me that I love most and to what their needs and desires are. And hopefully I'll get the same in reverse, or in return, rather. I am a sensitive person, and I am a romantic, and I am good in love relationships. But at the same time, I take things for granted. And certainly in my relationship, that's what happened. We took each other for granted, and we just kind of went along with our lives. And there was a passion that was missing. I mean, we loved each other, and we seemed to be fairly content, but really, we didn't fall out of love. We were always in love. In my case, we're both very passionate people, so it was even stranger that we weren't feeling that. Hi, this is Alex Lifeson of Rush in the studio for Victor with Redbeard. Victor, the song Victor really became for me the focus of what the whole record was about. The record thematically deals with the dark side of love and the things that it leads people to do. Victor, the poem, Victor, the song, really said that in a nutshell. It's a story about someone who's strong and stable and together and meets someone, falls in love, is betrayed, and goes crazy, and it drives him ultimately to murder. I just thought it was important to focus the album on that idea as being, you know, the extreme of the dark side of love. Therefore, I called the album Victor, also self-titled or the band title, because again, I didn't want to have the focus on myself. I didn't work on this record all by myself. I brought people in that were as into it as I was, and I wanted to share a little bit of that in some way. So, you know, the idea of putting a subgroup together called Victor. But when it was all said and done, I thought, you know, Victor, I do feel like the victor in this. I've overcome a lot of things in my personal life, a lot of things internally, a lot of things about myself that that bothered me for a long, long time. And I felt like I'd purged myself for it, and it had become therapy for me doing the record. I found that I loved working. That, I mean, Rush works a lot, yes, but generally I've been a lazy person. But with Victor, I have a whole new sense of a work ethic and wanting to get out and doing things and just really growing as a person. You know, it's a long experience. It's Rush has been together for almost 28 years. That's a long time, and I've learned a lot in that period of time. I'd like to work with other people. I'd like to produce. I'd like to do some soundtrack work. You know, I'd love to just explore other areas of music with other people, as well as with the guys that I've been with for 20 years. You know, so my whole tenure with Rush has given me that experience and that confidence that I could put myself in any kind of situation, and I think I could do well in it. I could certainly set goals for myself and achieve those goals. At the same time, it was important to include the other people that worked on it in some way. You know, it really was a concerted effort. Some of the players that came in were only here for a day and only played on one thing or a couple of tracks or a little piece here and there. But it was important to give them some sort of recognition. And by not calling it the Alex Lifeson's Big Shot solo record, you know, I think I achieved that.
To hold me tightly in your arms, I need you to show me if I might be wrong. I am pink and you are blue. Can I trust my whole life to you? Just don't take me for some fool when I need to depend on you. I am not your part-time job. What you get is what you can hurt like no one can. You're such a child for such a man. You need strength, you need to take a stand. Just stop looking at me for a helping hand. When you're ready, I will be here. I can help you lose your fear. Even if standing up on your feet, if you ever want to feel my heat. You are you and I.
Rush is a democracy. There are three very strong individual people that work in the band that have their own individual visions of the way Rush should be. When we work together, hopefully there's a synergy that happens and we come out with something that's greater than those individual visions. You know, there's a little bit of compromise involved, and that's only natural, and that's the way it works. With Victor, I was completely in the driver's seat. Whatever mistake I made, it was just me for it to fall back on. It was just me that made those decisions, and I had to live by them. But as I said, with Rush, it's shared by everybody. So if there's something that ultimately won't work that one of us feels strongly about, then we discuss it and we work it out, and we reach a compromise where everybody's happy. We truly are a democracy in that sense. But with Victor, it gave me an opportunity to explore other areas of music that might not fit in Rush, you know, that the other guys don't feel strongly about musically. So it was my chance to get that kind of stuff off my chest. Touring generally is very difficult. We've done it for a very long time, and we really put in our miles earlier on and for a long time. I think we've kind of reached a point in our lives where we want to experience other things. The tough thing about touring is you're trapped. You're on stage for 2 hours and it's such a great high, and then the other 22 hours you're waiting for your next fix. And unfortunately, you're sitting in a dressing room or on a bus or in a plane or in a hotel room, and you feel trapped. I mean, there are devices that you come up with and things that you do to overcome that. And it's different for everyone. Some things are self-destructive and some things are more constructive. But, you know, you have to figure out what the thing is for you to deal with it. I think that touring doesn't play as big a part in our present or our future as much as it did in the past. But I'm not saying that we're not going to tour. We're just going to be more selective about how we tour, where we tour, when we tour, those sort of things. Rush has always been, I think, a good live band to see. We've put a lot into our shows, a lot of effort into the presentation, and we've always been very, very concerned that the quality of that presentation is the best it can be. So, I mean, that's not going to change. We're always going to do the best show that we possibly can. But we have to find a way to balance that. In terms of Victor, unfortunately, because of the way Victor was put together, all the other people that worked on the record who I'd want to take on the road with me have obviously other lives and other interests. Edwin from My Mother Earth, they have a record coming out very shortly, and they're going to go on tour. And Bill Bell, who I worked very closely with on the whole record, sat with Tom Cochran, and when he comes off the road with Tom in a couple of months, they want to do some writing together. So, you know, everybody's a little bit all over the place. But what I'd like to do ultimately is, when I do something like this again, which I have every intention of doing, I'd like to take that on the road, and then I have two albums that I can take material from and do something very special.
So
I'm the Spirit, I always wanted to close the record with it. The record is fairly dark, but with I'm the Spirit, I wanted to end on a really positive note. The whole idea of we're all made up of the universe, we all are tied into everything that exists, and that we have this power, and that we need to learn to love ourselves before we can really love anybody else. It's really a matter of that self-esteem, and it's self-affirming to know that you have the strength and the power to do those things. At the same time, you know, you wonder, can I really do it? Do I really have it in me? I think I do. I just got to try. I just got to move on with it. And I really wanted to end off with that kind of positive sense, you know.